Cambridge Radio with Matthew Parrott.
Now, Lady Windermere's Fan is this year's BME production by the Marlowe Society. And we're going to find out all about it this morning. I'm joined in the studio by the director of the play, which starts next week, I should say, as well. The director is Aditi. And also, I've got two of the cast as well. I've got Elizabeth, who plays Lady Windermere, and Brian, who plays Lord Darlington. So welcome to you all. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. So, Aditi, let me start with you. So this is an Oscar Wilde play, isn't it?
Yes.
Tell us a bit about the background to it and what it's all about for anyone new to it.
Yeah, so we follow Lady Windermere as she starts off the play quite puritanical and has a very strong set of values, and she realizes her husband has taken a mistress, and we follow this sort of unraveling of scandal and, you know, just take it all the way Lady Windermere is, not necessarily all in good stride, and we'll figure out how it goes by the end.
And I guess it was quite a shocking play at the time, was it, when it was first written?
Definitely. I mean, it was quite scandalous. It was also Oscar Wilde sort of reflecting about society at large, and the play was kind of a mirror to the way scandal and gossip worked in high society. Mm. So, yeah.
So, Elizabeth, you play Lady Windermere. Yeah. So what have you done to prepare for this role, to get your head around it?
Oh, my goodness. So I love Oscar Wilde. So I did rewatch The Importance of Being Earnest and An Ideal Husband, and just watched other productions of Lady Windermere's Fan, try and get his Wilde's kind of wit and rhythm in my body, I guess, and just being familiar with the text. I think a lot of magic is within the script, and you just need to trust that, especially with Wilde. There's not much you have to add.
Yeah, because really, the language is so important, isn't it? Is it hard to get the delivery right, to get the pacing right?
I think some of the phrasing and the words, we were talking about this in rehearsal actually, some of the phrasing and the words are maybe arranged differently, or they feel a little bit archaic to us as we deliver it. But for me anyway, I feel like he does have a rhythm in his lines, and the way I've learnt my lines is just by reading them so often, you get the rhythm of the line and you can kind of figure it out by the end and just slot the little pieces into place. So it is lovely dialogue to perform.
Great. And Brian, you play Lord Darlington, the other lead role. What was it that attracted you to the role?
You know, I really didn't know much about the role when I first encountered it. I just wanted another opportunity to get up on stage. But when I learned more about the role, it seemed like a nice challenge for me. I've never played a character who is as villainous as Lord Darlington is. Now, of course, he does not express his villainy in overt or incredibly physical ways, if you will, but he does express it through his wit and arrogance, one might add. So it's a role that has a lot of dimensionality to it. He's a villain, but he's morally gray. So I just saw it as a challenge and a nice way to expand my range as an actor.
And the Marlowe Society has such a great heritage, doesn't it? With lots of famous names have treaded the boards before you. Derek Jacobi, Stephen Fry, Sir Ian McKellen. Is it a great honour to be following in their footsteps?
Absolutely, yeah. For me, it's kind of crazy. It's incredible to think that those people were at Cambridge and were, you know, inhabiting the same kind of spaces that we are. We're so grateful, aren't we, to just be cast and be involved. I don't know if you want to.
I echo the same sentiments. I mean, I'm pretty new to acting. I only started getting up on stage and doing stuff like this since I got to Cambridge this year. So to be able to do this so soon after starting acting at all is pretty cool. So I'm very honored for it.
Mm-hmm. And from a director's perspective, it's just a huge privilege to be able to work with incredible actors, because they give so much and it makes my job more enjoyable. And I feel as though when I work, it's much more of a joy than it is a responsibility.
Now, Aditi, this is the annual BME production of the Marlowe Society. So that means that the cast and the crew are entirely made up of people from black and minority ethnic backgrounds. Is it, what's the purpose of having that production each year? Is it to attract more people with BME backgrounds into theatre?
I think that definitely has a part to play. I mean, Cambridge Theatre is incredibly illustrious, and coming in my the first play that I did last term, I didn't realise how many people aren't BME, so to speak. And so it was, I mean, growing up as well, it's hard to see faces that look like you inhabiting whatever roles that you'd see on screen. So it's nice to have that and to realise that you maybe even in a small part helping someone in the future also realise that they can be on stage in whatever role, whether that's an actor, someone on the crew. So that's quite important. And also, I'm really, you know, happy that the producers chose Lady Windermere's Fan to do, as opposed to something more tragic, because so many BME stories surround this very tragic outline of BME pain. And this was a nice sort of breath of life of something quite fun and light for the audience to see.
Yeah, I understand in previous years the BME production has been a Shakespeare, yes, hasn't it? So mm-hmm. So this was a sort of change in direction, was it, this year, to go with Lady Windermere's Fan?
Yes, definitely, yeah. So that was, I mean, I think it was a good change from the producers who really pitched that, Connor and Tully. So, yeah, we owe that sort of joy, I think, to them.
Mm-hmm. And you tend to get more BME audiences as a result of putting on this annual production.
Well, it's my first year in Cambridge, actually, so I've been told that, yes, that's definitely something that happens, but I think it's meant for the wider audience, like in Cambridge as well, so it's whoever is interested, I think, will end up being drawn to it for whatever reasons. Yeah, I wouldn't say it's going to be only BME or mainly BME. I think it's just
It's aimed for a mainstream audience,
exactly,
so you'll have people from all backgrounds.
Definitely.
So how have rehearsals been going so far?
They're so fun. We have such a great time. I really hope that shines through in the performance, that the whole cast and crew, we're all friends and we support each other so much. And the play as well is so fun that rehearsing is honestly just a pleasure and a joy. And we have several giggle fits, don't we? And it's been really, really fun and such a great learning experience as well. For me as an actor, you know, redirection from directors, just understanding how the whole logistics works, you know, with stage managers, lighting, costume. It's been incredible.
And Brian, you just got over a week to go. Any tricky bits you're worried about still?
Not so much worried. I mean, any worries that I have been quelled by, as Elizabeth was saying, the wonderful cast and crew that we work with. It makes it much easier to be able to work through any concerns that I have, to know that I have people who are going to support me in rehearsal, out of rehearsal, and have a director like Aditi who can give constructive feedback, but also let us be creative with how we apply that feedback. Mm-hmm. This is, I guess, a very roundabout way of saying whatever concerns I had have been alleviated since getting to know everybody and working through the process.
Oh, that's good. That's good to hear. So, Aditi, you won't be having any sleepless nights over the next week.
I'll do my best.
So who is this going to appeal to? You talked about mainstream audiences, but what's the incentive for people to come along and see this next week?
I just think it's Oscar Wilde, so it's heaps of fun to watch. It's heaps of fun for us to perform. It's a comedy of manners. It's a funny play, but it has very kind of deep and serious undertones. I think it poses questions that I hope audiences will enjoy pondering after the show. We're a family and child-friendly production. It's, you know, we hope that we do see families and children in the audience as well. And just even just from a literary standpoint, if you're interested in Victorian literature, if you're interested in Wilde's plays, Lady Windermere's Fan was, I believe, his first kind of breakthrough on the stage. And I think from what I can gather from researching and online and stuff, it's not performed as often as his later plays, which are probably more well known, The Importance of Being Earnest and An Ideal Husband. So if you want to experience that text brought to life, it does feel different to the later plays. I would really recommend you come along.
I think you've sold it to me. Excellent. And it's showing 7:45 each evening next week from Tuesday, with a matinee on Saturday as well.
Yes.
Great. Well, hope it goes well. Elizabeth, Brian and Aditi, thanks very much for joining me in the studio this morning.